Today's Where's Art is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown. Online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists, vision for the future. Well, our immediate future right now is Annie Dugan and Where's Art. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. How's it going?
Did you get outside and enjoy, like, the art of the universe this weekend?
The art of the whole entire world. It was pretty fabulous. It was definitely on display this weekend, and I'm excited for the rain. That's a good thing. The farm needs a little bit of juice, so we're okay with a Monday with rain. We're certainly glad it was sunshiny for Saturday and Sunday. And there's going to be a great week ahead, of course, with art right here in the Northland. It's Dylan Days this week, and Dylan Days always tries to integrate the visual arts with the celebration of Big Old Bob. And tonight there'll be a opening at the Red Mug Coffee House with artwork by Daniel Botkin. The title of the show is Busy Being Born. And Daniel's work is really interesting. It's very, it is Bob Dylan inspired, but in a very surrealist way, and really sort of not exactly what you'd think when you think of artwork dedicated to a folk icon. It's really poppy colors, sort of interesting compositions, very flat surface. It's going to be a fun show. So that's tonight at 6:30. There's a fabulous show at the Karpeles Manuscript Museum. This is such a treasure in our community, the Karpeles. And the show is called Einstein Disguised as Robin Hood. It's a collection of memorabilia, letters. There's some artwork snuck in there from the collection of Bill Pagel. And there's a band that will play in Karpeles. I've heard actually that Karpeles has fabulous acoustics. So the show is open right now, but there'll be a band to celebrate the exhibit on Wednesday. Thursday is a big day for art in our community. It starts off 11 a.m. on Thursday. The One River Many Stories Project, which was sort of an encompassing journalism project but included a lot of art, is having a wrap-up meeting to sort of, you know, figure out what worked well. And we're certainly going to push the fact that arts was a big part of that. And then at 2:30, there was a wonderful partnership between Laura MacArthur and the College of St. Scholastica. Sarah Brocky, who's an artist in our community and painter, partnered with Laura MacArthur, and students from both Laura MacArthur and St. Scholastica paired together to create just a stunning, stunning mural for the school. So that'll be unveiled at 2:30 on Thursday. And then at 5 o'clock, there's a really unique opening at the Duluth Art Institute this Thursday. The title of the show is called Pattern Conspiracy, and it's a solo show of Naomi Christensen. She's a painter as well as a dancer and choreographer. And the exhibit is, it's very multimedia. I love that so much I'm talking about this week is the intersection between music and visual arts and performance. And Naomi's creating all three of those things in one. So she has done a series of larger scale paintings off of patterns that she finds in nature. So the one that I think is one of them that I think is really stunning is this water lily pattern. So it's, you know, it's almost abstract. You know, it reminds me of those in books as a kid. You'd look at those close up images and try and figure out what the larger picture is, because those close-up images, it's so distracted from our larger picture of things. So she sort of zooms in and finds this really fascinating repetition in nature. And then she, from those paintings, she has created costumes, so these beautiful silks that she has then choreographed with dancers. So she's choreographing the paintings from nature. It's really going to be a fabulous performance. So that's 5:30 on Thursday. Will be sort of all of those pieces together. So that'll be her performance this Thursday. Saturday, there's a big celebration for Dan Neff has been a fabulous artist in our community, Glassblower, and it's the fourth year that Lake Superior Glass Company, right on Superior Street, has been open. He's brought in countless glassblower artists from around the country. He's really celebrated excellence in the glassblowing art. And he'll have a big day of demonstrations and showing off what Lake Superior Glass has to offer. So it's going to be a great week again in Duluth.
And that comes really as no surprise, art-wise. Annie, thanks a million. We'll talk to you next week. You can join us from your lounge chair or the barn or wherever it is that you spend Memorial Day.
Absolutely. I will be here.
All right.
On the phone, not in person.
Well, exactly. But yeah, like I say, on the lounge chair,
right,
with a nice beverage of your choice at 8:26 in the morning. Probably
perfect.
Coffee. All right. Okay, we're done now. Annie, thanks so much for
Bye-bye.
Joining us, and we'll talk to you soon. Annie Dugan, the host for Where's Art, right here on 103.3 KUMD.